All right, folks, thanks for your patience. This next talk is about upstream and downstream tensions and why they're so common even when everyone has good intentions. Downstream needs shipping and stability, and those can collide with upstream norms and priorities. And that friction can wear teams down if it's not handled well. So please welcome Idilko Vanča. I got it. For a practical look at how these dynamics show up and how to help teams work through them.
Thank you. Thank you all for making it for my session. So today I will talk about some challenges and dynamics in open source communities that are somewhat driven, inspired by corporate involvement, which is, by the way, very encouraged and welcomed. But sometimes, again, there are some dynamics that go a little bit off route. But before I go into all that, first of all, I'm really bad at keeping myself on time, so there are so many ways to catch me. If you cannot catch me at the event today here in person, please reach out. And who am I and why am I talking about this topic? So I am Director of Community at the Open Infra Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization supporting open source communities like OpenStack, Kata Containers, and many more. And I'm also a personal, individually enthusiastic about open source. So because I have so much free time, no I don't, but I still became the creator, host, and sole maintainer of the My Open Source Experience podcast. So if you want to hear about topics like this or other topics about the mechanics of open source, tune in to that one. So without further ado, what is this talk about? So I started in open source and started in open source as in finally getting involved in open source a bit over 13 years ago. And I started that as part of my paid job. And over the course of this 13 years, I transferred from my corporate paid job into the nonprofit paid job and worked with numerous communities over time and kind of experienced open source becoming not just mainstream but even more mainstream. So you see companies open sourcing their projects, you see companies getting involved in open source projects, which is amazing. And I still think that there are so many companies who should get on this train and get involved. But sometimes it happens that their people get kind of thrown into this big ocean of open source without even being asked if they can swim. And then it becomes a challenge in so many ways for the individuals, for the communities, or both. So what kind of things do I mean? For example, this is one where one, two, three companies, all of a sudden, let's open source this project for whatever motivation they have. And then there are the people who have been working on that code up until the point of all of a sudden the code is getting uploaded into a public repo, and all of a sudden they are supposed to work on an open source project. So how many ways do you think this can go wrong? And by the way, does anyone have this particular experience? Or do you know anyone who's been in this boat? All right, we have a few people in the room. So there are so many challenges that I could spend the whole presentation just on this one. But the challenge really is that when people don't really get the opportunity to learn about open source values, practices, processes, it's really hard to rewire your brain from the corporate way of doing things into how do I actually work and operate in a fully, completely public environment, and how do I build a community around that open source code? Because open source is more than just the code and the licenses. However, if you have a group of people who, as a group, don't really have that experience, then to them, having the code as open source and then kind of keeping up with the corporate ways of doing things. Whatever we do is open source because our code is in an open source repo. Our issues are open. So the fact that, for example, we had our internal meeting first and then we summed it up at the community call, it should be totally fine, right? or no, we don't like the chat platform, let's just use the mailing list when we have time to look at it, if we do. Or helping newcomers is great, but maybe you could tell our boss to hire someone to do that job. So tiny little examples that I saw in projects happen.